Welcome to The Trending Show. This is the show where we tell you what's been happening on the internet for the week of March 4th all the way through the end of the week, March 10th. I am Natalie Morris. My co-host is Mike Quackenbush, and we're here to tell you why the internet thinks certain things are cool.
Tell me why the internets are cools.
Well, you know, there's a couple terms actually this week that I need your help with, things that I know that you will know a little bit more than me about, which is so rare because
I
know
everything. Don't overestimate me.
Well, it has to do with wrestling and superheroes.
So I know the only two things I know.
I think you know about a few other things like processed food, but nothing like that trended this week.
I was going to say pastries, but go ahead.
It's one and the same. Do you want an update on how my carb-free life is going? You should say no.
Yes.
I was expecting you to say no, because I really don't want to tell you anything about that. But
well, given that you brought it up, I do feel like now it's on the table.
Well, okay, we can talk about that some other time when carbohydrates start to trend or something health-related, and I'll tell you all about how my life is grand now that I don't eat processed carbohydrates. But did you know that also Sunday, March 10th, today is Mother's Day in the UK?
In the UK? No, I did not
know
that.
Yeah, so you're off the hook if you forgot about it. Because it was trending today, and I was like, why would Mother's Day be trending now? There's some really prepared people who want to start to do some Mother's Day prep so early. And then I realized, no, that's not really prepared Americans. That's just people in the UK who want to know about it.
Mm.
Although, why would you Google Mother's Day? Like, what?
Do we need to know the date?
Right? If you need to know the date on that day, it's too late. If you don't already know that. I don't know. Why would you Google that on the same day unless you're like me and you're like, wait a minute, why are people celebrating? Oh, different country.
Well, I know. I think you wake up and you know, for example, this weekend, if you lived in the UK, you would shoot up out of bed and think, oh, God, it's today, isn't it? I better Google it quick.
I guess. I just thought that people did their Mother's Day prep at least a few days in advance. Right?
Don't overestimate me, Natalie.
Okay. You just at the last minute go and pick a daisy.
Right now, my mom is taking her earbuds out and making a frowny face.
She's like, I never even got a damn daisy. All right. Well, let's talk about what actually trended for throughout the week. We'll start with Monday, March 4th, and work through to the end of the week. So starting on Monday, SimCity, because there is a new version of SimCity. It's one of the oldest and most successful computer game series. This is the one where you build a whole city or a town or just a house if you quit there. Have you ever played SimCity?
Yeah, I've played some of the different variations of it. It can be quite addictive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you like it.
I do. I think it kind of speaks to my desire to want to control and micromanage every little detail. I had one of them where you manage the whole city. Like, you could determine where every little trash can went on the public streets.
Yeah, those are important details. And where was I traveling recently where there just weren't enough public trash cans? So it could have used an update from SimCity. I can't remember what city this was that I just thought, man, there are no public trash cans here. It was somewhere in Europe.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, there are a number of places I go, I'll be walking through a shopping plaza, and I have an empty coffee cup, I think, is the most common. And I'm not going to walk into this store with an empty coffee cup. Where can I throw this? And I'll walk the whole, plaza looking for a trash can. And I think, you're really asking me to litter.
Right.
That's what you're doing here.
Well, who is the you that you're talking about? The mall establishment people?
Right. Yeah, I would guess, the people that manage the property, right?
Don't tempt me to litter.
Right. At some point, they must have been like, do you think we should put any trash cans out there where the customers would be? And they were like, I don't see how we can justify that expense.
Right. So then the booger-filled tissues, they deserve those on the floor.
Right. Or my empty coffee cup.
Okay, well, if they played SimCity, maybe they would have a bit more sympathy or empathy towards the general public. But they do not. They can, though. The new version costs $59. It's available for Mac and PC. You can get it right now at SimCity.com.
Yeah, it was a big video game release week. The reboot of Tomb Raider came out this past week, too.
I didn't even know that, actually. That did not trend. So I didn't know it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, is that true? Are you trying to throw me for a loop?
No, I'll tell you exactly why I happen to know that news. One of the commercial spots that's been produced in support of the Tomb Raider reboot that came out this past Tuesday features a Stan Bush song from 1986.
Oh, wow. good for Stan Bush getting some work.
No, I'm just throwing this out there. It's not good for him. He's got to quick re-record the song and release it himself.
Oh, okay. Did you know that I was Tomb Raider for two different Halloweens? 2 years in a row.
I only know that because one time we were having a Halloween costume discussion. I can't believe you don't remember this, and you actually showed me that photo.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Well, that's all I got these days. I am wearing a French braid today, so I'm kind of Lara Croft-esque. Okay, Casey Anthony, she trended on Monday, March 4th as well, because she's the woman who was acquitted of murdering her daughter. She made her first public appearance since her acquittal in 2011. She had a bankruptcy hearing this week, and she said she's completely broke, but she lives off the generosity of others. So I guess people just send her money and gift cards so that she can get by. She's one of the most hated women in America, but there's a contingency of people who are kind of, I don't want to say fans of hers, but supporters, people who think that she didn't do it and got an unfair shake. So people send her stuff so that she can eat.
Does she have like an Amazon wish list?
I wonder. That would be so dumb.
She really needs season 2 of One Tree Hill.
Let's get it for her. She must really need that. And some Cheerios as well. Mm. You know, I guess sad part about an Amazon wish list is you can't send somebody something that they didn't order. You can't just choose a user and then send them some like poop scooper or whatever. So you think that people might find Casey Anthony's Amazon wish list and then kind of spam it with stuff that's bad, but you can't do that.
Mm. I'm always amazed. I always mean to like make one of those. I don't know. Something about it makes me feel a little weird. But I know people from my work in the world of professional wrestling that do have Amazon wish lists, and like their fans just buy them everything. And like these packages arrive as a surprise at their house filled with the things that they want.
Really?
And I thought, that seems like a marvelous concept.
You know what? I don't even really like that idea for my family. I know my in-laws are really into that just because they hate the guesswork. So they make Amazon wish lists and they ask us to as well. And I'm so uncomfortable with the idea, but at the same time, I don't want to get stuff that I don't want. So it's practical, but I think it's not really in the spirit of giving. So I kind of comply and I kind of don't. Sometimes I decide to buy from their wish list and sometimes I decide to deviate. And then I feel like, ooh, they think I'm being a rebel because I didn't buy from the wish list when they clearly asked me to buy from the wish list. So I'm always, like I said, I'm a little... I don't know if they think that I'm not giving from the heart if I don't do that. I shouldn't even be discussing this because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, because I always give gifts that I think that are good. And then I'm like, oh, should I have bought from the wish list? It all makes me so uncomfortable.
Well, before Natalie digs a deeper hole with the in-laws, I'll just tell you this. The main reason that it makes her uncomfortable, the Amazon wish list concept, is because the majority of the media she digests is salacious. She would feel terrible asking her mother-in-law to buy that for her. That's okay, right. That's where the discomfort comes from. Next trending topic, Natalie.
All right, before I piss anyone else off, let's talk about Mila Kunis. She trended this week because she is on a press junket for her new movie, Oz. And she was interviewed by a very nervous reporter from BBC's Radio 1. And the video of this interview went viral just because she was so charming in the video. Did you happen to see it at all?
No, I'm not aware of this, although I am aware that movie just came out.
Okay, so it's 6 minutes long. I was going to send it to you, but then I was like, he's not going to watch 6 minutes. And basically, he stumbles a lot. He tells her how nervous she is, and she just really puts him at ease. She talks about his life. She just makes herself really seem like a down girl. She's game for a laugh. People enjoyed it because, I don't know, he was awkward, and she was fairly fabulous, but also not so fabulous that you couldn't chat with her. You know, she sort of was like, I'd love to go to a pub with you and watch some football and that kind of thing. And by football, they meant soccer because he was British.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of like the roles that she tends to get in movies, right? Like she's sort of like the girl next door that's like competing with the outrageous supermodel for Justin Timberlake's affections or whatever, right?
Something like that. She's basically, she's down, right? She's game. What's another expression for that? If you're down, you're game.
I don't use that expression at all. That seems like a pejorative to me. She's down.
Like, no, I mean, it's a good thing. One of my sister's best friends used to always call, when, you know, they thought that I was really square growing up. And if I ever did something that they thought was even moderately cool, she'd be like, Nat, you're a down ass bitch. Which I always thought meant that I was being cool. It was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You thought that, right?
It was a compliment when she would yell that to me. Mm-hmm. It made me feel good. It's like the nerdy girl getting a compliment from the cool kids, even though they were 3 years younger than me. I'm making myself seem so pathetic here. The opposite of Mila Kunis. Mm. But I'm down like that. I'm game. You're making fun of me.
She's down for a couple rounds of D&D. She's got a 20-sided die.
I'm a down-ass bitch.
Do you know what a 20-sided die is? Do you even know what that is?
No.
Can you picture one in your head? All right, next trending topic. Here we go.
Okay, this one I need a little help on. Do you know who Paul Bearer was?
Oh my, yes, I most certainly do.
Okay, so you know he died this week.
Yes, it was very sad. Paul Bearer was his stage name. His real name was Bill Moody, I believe.
Yes.
Was the longtime manager of one of the most enduring characters in modern pro wrestling, The Undertaker. And he did. He passed away. It was very sad. And just a few years previous, I know his wife had passed away as well after a long battle with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really an exceptionally charming man. And although this kind of goes against the way I typically regard this sort of thing, about a year ago there was, for a brief window of time, a very strong possibility that he was going to be part of the Greater Chikara Family, which is the name of the wrestling company where I make my home. In that bizarre and very wildly immature universe, and it came to pass. It didn't happen, and especially now, I had no idea. You know, he really wasn't all that old. I think he was 54,
58. Yeah. Oh, so 58. So you had met him then?
I had dealt with him on a number of occasions, and I only ever met him in person once. I met him last year at Wizard World.
Mm-hmm.
He was there with other famous managers like the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, signing autographs, and he was an exceptionally pleasant man and just a real joy to be around. And I think the wrestling world took it very, very hard because he was renowned for being an outstanding character. To meet him versus the character he portrayed on television, the difference was so stark it made you appreciate how excellent he was at the role.
I don't really understand. So he pretended to be someone's manager? Why does it? Was he a real manager? Because a real manager doesn't need a stage name, right?
No, no, exactly. You know, to further enhance the image of The Undertaker, who's a very macabre character, if you couldn't have guessed, he had this sort of handler who would hold him and his incredible supernatural powers in check. And, it, you know, obviously the name Paul Bearer is a pseudonym.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a really unfortunate name for somebody to have, given the morbid overtones of it all. So The Undertaker, who, you know, at most would maybe speak a sentence, in order to... you know, facilitate interviews and things like that, the majority of the speaking would be done by Paul Bearer. So he was kind of, okay, for lack perhaps of a better expression, the mouthpiece, so that The Undertaker could maintain a very grim, if almost mute image.
Like a Penn and Teller, but not funny. Right?
Right. Although Paul Bearer could be very funny, which was amazing. He had great range.
Okay. Well, he always had health issues. He was a very large man. He admitted to at one time being up to 525 pounds, but he lost 300 pounds after gastric bypass. But I guess that just didn't buy him very much time.
Right. Very sad to see him go.
Sad. Okay. Before we move on, would you like to tell our listeners about our show sponsor, Cobra?
I am. I will tell you about them because I'm very excited. We have just discovered that it is not far away at all, the release of this brand new version of the Cobra Eye Radar System. What is it that Cobra does? I'll tell you. They come up with these incredible technological innovations that make your life simpler. For example, the aforementioned Eye Radar System. It's like a road trip essential. This thing warns you about all known red light camera detection. It warns you about in the event any kind of device is being used, not just radar, but any kind of device is being used to track your speed, it, thanks to an incredible database of information that gets verified and then re-verified a second time every single day for accuracy, it knows about all upcoming like driving hazard and traffic spots. The iRadar, as I said, it is essential for road tripping. And as amazing as this little thing is, they've totally revamped, redesigned it. They've taken all the consumer feedback that they've heard from people that have been using it on the roads, and the new iRadar is right around the corner. So I'm very excited about that, because once you've used one of these devices, you can't imagine how you do a trip without one. You become such a safer and more alert driver. when you've got the iRadar or any of their other great radar detection systems, like the Vedetta, in the car with you.
This
and that's really just the tip of the technological iceberg. You can find out more. Go over and visit our pals over at Cobra.com. Even if on the surface you think, I don't really know they would have anything for us. I want you to do it because Natalie and I asked you.
That's
all right?
True. So
we
today
to
I was driving in
possible.
I was going to give you an anecdote about Cobra.
Give an anecdote. I want you to give an anecdote about
anecdote
it.
Coming. Okay. So I was driving today and we were going through, there was an early St. Paddy's Day parade in the neighboring town and it had every road blocked off. So I was going through. It was so frustrating. It took me an hour to get to the highway. It should have taken 5 minutes. So I was really upset. So when I got on the highway, I was maybe a little bit going a little bit too fast and I never speed. I'm like a grandma. I am right on the 65 miles per hour. But because I was so frustrated, I might have put a little extra weight in the pedal and our Cobra went speed trap alert and I slowed down. That's a good story, isn't it?
I had a similar one this weekend while I was down in Florida. Actually, it was almost identical to that, except without the parade. You know, there are some parishes of Irish Catholics that do that. That's the week early celebration of St. Paddy's Day.
Well, whatever. It inconvenienced me. But the moral of the story is you should not drive emotionally.
The moral of the story is go to Cobra.com.
Right,
we can't keep making this podcast for you unless you go show them some love.
Yes.
So get over there, trendies.
Also, don't drive emotionally. Okay. Iron Man 3 is trending. That trended starting Tuesday, March 5th, because that's when the new trailer came out for the movie. Fans thought it looked too intense. After fans' reaction online, Marvel had to come out and say, this should not be taken too seriously. This is still a, quote, fun movie in the spirit of the Iron Man movies. Did you see this trailer?
No, but I would like to say this. This is going to be a two-part segment here. All right? Here's number one. Local Starbucks guy, I like chatting with you, but don't go spoiling that kind of stuff for me. All right? I don't want you to just start telling me what you just watched, and then halfway into it, I realize, oh my God, he's describing the new Iron Man trailer I haven't watched yet. Okay? Just because I occasionally wear a superhero shirt into your place of employ does not open the gate for that. Secondly, stern-faced manager woman at the Starbucks where I sometimes go. On my Starbucks card, I realize that my name is printed out Michael, and I want you to know no one calls me that. So when you call me that in a crowded store, I know, even though you're trying to create a false sense of intimacy, that I don't like you. And anyone that knows me knows that you don't really know me, because you would never call me Michael.
What does that have to do with Iron Man?
Right. So I didn't see the trailer, did you?
Yes, I did, because I was doing my homework for this show, and I thought about sending it to you, but I was like, of course he's seen it. But then I turned over to my husband, Clayton, who, in case our listeners don't know, is your best friend, and I said, did you see the Iron Man trailer? And he said, no. And I was like, oh, no. If he hasn't seen it, probably Mike hasn't, because you guys are sometimes the same people. So, yeah, we're out of luck, because I was hoping you would give us a really good breakdown and deconstruction, but I will do that. So yes, it seems very serious. There's a lot of serious, you know, Tony Stark, I can't sleep at night kind of looking. He's got a lot of angst. There's angst. So, and you know, they blow up his house. You already know that. You saw that in the first trailer. And they threaten his girl. So it looks very intense, but yet Marvel says, oh no, this is still a lot of, there's still a lot of fun Tony Stark spirit in this movie. So you will watch it and report back to us next week.
No doubt. Though you have done a very good job, though, generally speaking, of downplaying the darker elements of his character. You know, there were like years where he was a hardcore alcoholic in the books, and they kind of like gave that a really quick brush in one of the Iron Man movies, and they ran away from that as fast as they could.
But he's not sober, right? He's not sober. He's just not an alcoholic anymore.
I guess. I mean, like I said, they've done a pretty good job of like emphasizing the fun elements and downplaying the really dark elements. Although this is the first of what they're calling Phase 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and there's a string of movies that they're using to build to the next Avengers film.
Yeah.
So I would guess, you know, it's the conflict's got to escalate. Otherwise, Avengers 2 is not going to show up on the scene with all the fanfare of the first one. And something tells me that's been very meticulously planned by some very smart people.
It needs to happen, right? Okay. Let's talk about Alvin Lee. He was a British rocker from the band 10 years after he died this week. Do you know this band?
I just know the name. I couldn't have named any of their members, nor could I probably name a single song of theirs.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know them, but according to my research, they were famous in the 60s and 70s, and apparently he was just as talented a guitarist as Eric Clapton, kind of rolled with that crowd anyway. He died on Wednesday in Spain at the age of 68. His rep said his death was due to complications from a routine surgery, but they did not say what kind. So I'm speculating plastic surgery.
Mm. All right.
But I don't know. I'm just starting rumors. Okay, Rand Paul, he trended on Wednesday, March 6th, because he did a good old-fashioned filibuster this week. Surely you've heard about this. Have you heard about the big epic filibuster?
Just to clarify, we're talking about that giant African-American transvestite, right?
Rand Paul, not RuPaul.
Mm.
That's
so
good.
So what you're saying is they're different people.
Mm-hmm. Rand Paul is the son of presidential nominee Ron Paul. He is also a senator. He's a senator of Kentucky. So he did a filibuster. You know what that means? When you get on the Senate floor and you just talk forever. Most of the time when people do it, they want to delay a vote or delay a discussion about something. They're trying to prove a point and just frustrate everyone so that maybe they'll get their way. So, but most of the time they don't really speak. They kind of read a magazine or, you know, they just do stupid things. Well, he actually spoke coherently for 13 hours before he finally had to just go pee. So that's why he stopped. What he was trying to do was delay a vote, but also he was making a point about his opposition to the Obama administration's drone policy. So yes, it was epic.
I see. Now, you'll forgive me as I'm largely ignorant in the ways of these bureaucrats, but is there no other method besides speaking continuously for 13 hours that this could have been accomplished?
Well, you do know that Congress specializes in being annoying.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's kind of their shtick these days. So,
Go on.
You can accomplish this, but really what Congress does these days is frustrate the heck out of everyone, speak a lot without making anything happen, and grandstand. So this is the trifecta of those three things happening. So that's my conjecture, but all of that is true.
Did he, like, on the next day, did Congress, like, give him a plaque? Like, best filibuster of, you know, the last 50 years goes to this guy, 13 hours.
Well, he was trying to break a record, and he said, I would keep going because I have even more to say. I'd like to go another 12 or 13 hours, but I have to pee. So you can't just push pause and then take it up again. I wonder if he had, like, someone I know in my family who sometimes breaks out a plastic bottle and pees into it when we're on the road, if that would have been acceptable.
You know, I don't know. I've never been asked to join one of these things by Congress. I don't know if they've lost my address or why it is that I don't get invited. But do you have to be standing the whole time that
yes,
you do this?
You have to stand. I think, well, no. I think there are some old dudes who do it and they let them sit for a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, like I can't even stand in a line for, like, you know what I mean? Like, I used to have a standing policy. I went into a restaurant and they were like, any more than 5 to 10 minutes for a table? No, I'm not standing around. That's crazy. 13 hours? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't care how much you hate the drones.
We'll have to ask Clayton because he certainly must know if there's a policy on that. So, anyway. We're going to pause it right here because my browser crashed. So we'll have to have Jim cut it. Give me one
second. Hopefully you can manage that.
Sorry about that. It just completely crashed, so all my notes are gone. Okay, here we go. So we'll pick it back up after I say we'll have to ask Clayton about that.
All right.
Okay, Yvette Prieto, she trended on Thursday, March 7th. She is the woman who is the new fiance of Michael Jordan. When this came out, people wanted to know, who the heck is this lucky girl? The wedding is set to be in April. She's a Cuban model, but she hasn't really done much big fashion label jobs, so USA Today was estimating that she's just as much a model as your local Starbucks barista is a model, although your baristas don't sound like models. She once dated Julio Iglesias Jr. She's 34 years old. Michael Jordan is 50. She's a very pretty girl.
All right.
Okay, Hangover 3. There was another movie trailer that caught some eyes this week. It's the upcoming third installment of The Hangover. Now, if you watch the trailer, it says this is the last in the trilogy. So I had no idea that The Hangover was considered a trilogy, but apparently it is.
I don't think until the studio heads decided it was, it probably wasn't.
Yeah. And can you call things like that a trilogy if they're not? I guess you can call anything a trilogy, but it just seems kind of a sacrilegious use of that word. Anyway.
I guess like a threesome, you know, that's a threesome of movies. I think they just call it a trilogy.
All right. So it looks a lot like the same antics, but this one has PETA upset. This is the animal rights group, because there seems to be a scene in the end where a giraffe is decapitated, and that makes them very upset. It does not at all look like a real giraffe, but PETA does not take that stuff with any grain of humor.
I see. Now, is it that they're accusing them of having, like, used a real animal for this, or they just think...
They just don't like the portrayal of animal cruelty.
I see.
I mean, there's a tiger in the first one, right? Isn't it a tiger or a lion or something like that? But they don't hurt it. In this one, the guy is driving on a freeway with a giraffe in his car, and then he goes under the underpass. You don't actually see the head cut off, but you get the notion that the guy is so stupid that he forgot that there was a giraffe in the car.
I see. So it's only implied.
I mean, this is really clever humor, right? This is highbrow. You need a... Yeah. Yes, it's implied. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't even seen number two. I've only seen the first one.
Right.
Okay.
You know, like I say to those people, shut up and go back to making flatbread. Go on, Natalie.
Okay. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she trended on Friday. She's one of the hosts of The View. Have you ever watched even a single episode of The View?
Nope.
Okay. You know what it is, though, right? It's a bunch of yentas.
I am.
Okay. So it's a bunch of...
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
No, I shouldn't. So anyway, she's one of the former hosts of The View now. She's been kicked off. The New York Post is speculating it's because she's too conservative. She is always spewing right-wing politics. Apparently, that did not rate. So she's being replaced, and rumor has it that her replacement may be Brooke Shields.
Hmm. I don't even know who this woman is. I know that there isn't Joy Behar one of them.
Mm-hmm. And Whoopi Goldberg, right. And I think at a stint it was Rosie O'Donnell, and I think Barbara Walters is back now. Yes,
right.
This is a very successful show, so successful that CBS then replicated it with their show, The Talk. So people like to see, you know, women just sitting around and chatting.
Mm. All right.
We are not those people. Hosts of this show. But people do like to sit around listening to us chat for some odd reason. There's no accounting for taste. Okay, Danielle Fishel, she's the little girl who played Topanga in the sitcom Boy Meets World. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh my goodness, this is a very peculiar point of intersection with my own universe. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she's 31 years old now. She's on the cover of Maxim. She's very buxom-y. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Mm-hmm. Buxom-y. Buxomish.
Sure. So she's just buxom.
She's buxom.
Right.
So anyway, she's doing this because she's teaming up with Ben Savage, who played Corey on the show. They're doing an updated version of the show called Girl Meets World.
Mm.
So what do you know about this? You know something? More than the Iron... you know this, but not Iron Man 3?
I know that's a very strange thing. If not for the fact that some of the folks that I happen to cross paths with quite a bit at Chikara are obsessed with Topanga... I would not be aware of any of this. But one of them, who actually baited her into a brief dialogue, attempted to get her to go on a date with him, only to discover that she is engaged to be married and was turned down.
Yes. Twitter. So this was... Oh, okay. So this was recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, I read a little bit of the summary of this article, and apparently Topanga was just named after the canyon in Los Angeles, and... you know, she says that she's met girls who their parents loved the show and named them after her. And I don't know. It's, you know, it's a silly kind of renaissance of a show that was popular back in the 90s.
And that's all there is to say.
Yeah.
About
I don't know about, you know, we'll see if it works in the reverse. She was really the only popular. I want to say she was one of the most iconic pieces of that show. So it makes sense to revitalize it with her in the center as the antagonist. Okay, a few things that have... Oh, do you want to do...
As the antagonist.
The protagonist. Sorry. Protagonist. Right. Do you want to do new segment, or shall we just go on to some hashtags?
No, I'll spring it on you when you're not ready.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I did study up all the hashtags this week.
New segment.
Yes?
Are you ready? Here we go. New segment. See? I waited until your guard was down, and then I struck with new segment.
Okay.
One of these is a real hashtag. That's all I'm going to say. And one of them, And Natalie's going to tell you which is which. Ready?
Yes.
Here's one of them. Hashtag ways to wear a sexy dress. Or, this is your other choice now, Natalie, so listen carefully. Hashtag ways to get off the phone.
I'm going to say ways to get off the phone is real.
You're right. And would you believe 1 week ago this year, it was the top trending topic in Twitter, or hashtag, I should say. 1 year ago this week.
What are some funny ways to get off the phone?
They aren't funny at all. I was coming, it was mind-numbingly stupid.
Most of them are. Yeah, most of them are.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, this week in March
in 2012. Yo, dude, I gotta call you back.
It was a lot of them. Just say it's your mom calling. Mm-hmm. And you'll tell them your battery is low. There was one guy actually posted a photo with his. He is at Superman Tweets, if you want to follow him. His hashtag way to get off the phone was, he says this, quote, homeless Jack is not here right now, and I'm in a hurry. Can I take a message? And the photo he posted is of Superman trying to change in a telephone booth.
Okay. Well, that sounds like too many characters.
Right. It was 1 year ago, it was the top trending thing. Now, you might be interested to know, ways to wear a sexy dress was the most read article on Yahoo News today.
Okay.
Because you would think, I'm just guessing, I mean, I don't know how many different ways you could wear a dress, but I'm thinking there's really one way, right? There's a front, there's like a back where the zipper is. You're not going to turn it upside down. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but there are tips, like if you want to wear a light dress and then wear some dark panties, so that's a little bit suggestive. It makes your sexy dress even sexier. I'm sure you've done that. Come on. Don't pretend you don't know this trick.
No, I mean, I know the tricks. I just want to say that I didn't read the article.
Okay.
I was just dumbfounded that, like, I just thought about that title for a minute. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's just the one way.
No, I just told you several, a few other ways.
Right, but like, okay, if it's a reversible dress, like you could turn it inside out and there's a second way. But I think two is probably the max.
No. You could go without a bra.
And then I didn't consider it anymore.
You could go without underpants, like Anne Hathaway style. There are lots of ways to sexy up your sexy dress.
And there's some more great tips. It's the most read article today on Yahoo.
See, I could have written that article.
I don't know if there's much money on the per word rate writing for Yahoo News.
No, I do know that actually. I've done that before. It's not that much money. So I'll keep that to myself, my sexy dress tips. But what I will not keep to myself, hashtags that were trending this week on Twitter that you may want to follow. Hashtags reasons we stopped talking. Also full of a lot of dumb things. People just want to talk about why they ended relationships. Examples include you died.
Oh.
So you can still talk to the dead, though. But that's, again, my conjecture. Another example, you wanted to keep the title of being single, but wanted me off the market. So, yeah, I guess, you know, they didn't like it. They didn't put a ring on it. And the last one, I friend-zoned you. Friend-zoned.
Friend-zone.
Friend-zone. Like, let's just be friends. So
right.
We had to stop
talking. It's kind of like a sports metaphor. You know what I mean?
I had like never heard it before, but we've already established that I'm lame.
It's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of imagine like a bunch of frat boys sitting around and they're like, yeah, and then I scored. I scored a touchdown. And then like the opposite of that is, but I ended up in the friend zone.
You're in the friend zone. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
it seems
you could
like
see it in a teeny bopper
metaphor.
Movie. Like, oh no,
yes.
Dude, you can't talk on the phone for more than an hour. You'll get in the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Okay. Hashtag I'm tired of hearing. This has users giving examples of things they grow weary of. Examples include, you won't ever meet Justin. Stop dreaming. I assume that's for Justin Bieber. People are tired of hearing how bad weed is from people that have never smoked it. So if you've never smoked weed, you shouldn't talk because it could be good, according to this person. Also, this person's tired of hearing the voices in my head saying, row, row, row your boat, which is annoying.
I see.
Hashtag what I do when I'm alone is a confessional trending today, actually, having users confess things they do when no one is looking. Examples include read our old text messages, look at our old pictures. Another one, open the fridge, close the fridge, open the fridge, close the fridge. That one did make me laugh. And the last one, cry and eat Nutella and listen to the Beatles, which kind of sounds like my single life.
Why is it that people don't seem to realize that Twitter happens in a public forum?
I know. And why would you confess things that you do alone in a really public way if you really truly? I mean, the things that I do alone is usually the same things. If my husband goes out with his buddy across the way or goes to a concert with you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, score, I have the night to myself. Here's what I always do. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I wear a face mask, I balance my checkbook, and I watch 30 Rock. Those are awesome things, but I don't need Twitter.
I mean, what kind
of
face mask is it? Are we talking about like a domino mask? Are we talking about like a...
No, like a purifying mask. You know, one of those.
That's not,
they're green and they harden.
Thought you were going to be like, yeah, it, looks like, it has like tiger stripes on it. And I was like, oh,
you
that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. I run around in my son's Batman cape.
Right. Like, I was
checkbook.
Like, now we're getting somewhere, Natalie. How many episodes of this we've been doing together? We're finally getting to the nitty gritty.
Superman. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. I'm going to balance that checkbook. I'm the CTO of this family, or the CFO, rather.
I don't doubt that that's your position. I recently had the unfortunate reality of spending time in airports, which is the bane of my existence after voicemail. The bane of my existence is being in airports. I hate it there. But I did get to put a stunned look across the face of, I don't know, I would guess he was between the ages of 4 and 6. There was a little boy who was just a couple chairs over from me who was playing with a tiny little PVC figure of the Green Lantern Kilowog. And he was, in moments when his parents were distracted, waving it at me. He wanted me, I guess, to acknowledge that he was playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I said to him, you know, I like Kilowog too. And I think the fact that I knew what Kilowog's... He was terrified. Like, I think he thought, this guy's here to abduct me. You know? Like, they must have recently had the don't talk to strangers talk with him. And
right.
I've never seen such terror overtake a child.
Hmm.
He was like, that's the guy. He's got the van with the candy and the bicycle right outside on the tarmac by the plane. He's going to get me.
He wanted it. He asked for it by waving that Kilowog at you.
It's a conversation piece.
Yeah, it is.
No denying it.
Well, I don't dress as Kilowog. I just put on a headband and a green mask that freezes at my face. Makes my
you
skin
wear
look
little,
beautiful.
Little slices of cucumber.
I have
on your
done
eyes
before,
as well.
But you know, my eye mask of choice is to just soak some cotton swabs in some cold milk, and that's better for the puffy. Why am I telling you this? I'm giving you all these beauty tips today. You don't appreciate them.
I would think there's a really good chance if you're doing the cucumbers on the eye thing that you could fall down the steps.
You can't walk while you do that. You have to lay there, which kind of puts my checkbook balancing on hold. But usually I have a little bit of time so I can do both things. These are in the moments when I have some time to myself, which is rare these days.
I see. Well, I will
so
make
I think
an
I'm
going
to cry and eat Nutella and listen to the Beatles. This is all I've got for you. That's the end of the trending show.
All right, there it is. We're going to go out on kind of a weird note. We'll be back in a week with more of this.
All right, and in the meantime, listen to the Grizzly Berry Cafe and other fine podcasts.
And visit Cobra.com.
Bye, everyone.